Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On today's show, we have an interview with Coastal Carolina tight end Isaiah Likely. We are a year-round, 365-day-a-year podcast network. The draft is over, but we have plenty of content still coming your way to help you digest the 2021 NFL Draft and begin preparing for the 2022 NFL Draft. We are happy to make this daily podcast free. In return, all we ask is that you please take less than 10 seconds and give the podcast a 5-star rating. Isaiah, thinking about where you've come from, freshman and sophomore year, really successful, but what are your goals individually and as a team for next season?
Individually speaking, I'm really trying to lead my conference in receiving and touchdowns as a tight end. And then as a team speaking, I'm trying to have next year be the first year ever that Coastal Carolina gets to go to a bowl game and possibly win it.
And what do you feel that this Coastal Carolina football team has to do to win the Sun Belt next year?
Honestly speaking, like going into my junior year with like the senior class, we've always been a young team. So like this year, our junior class and our senior class, I feel like as the season went on, our chemistry got a lot better. Our effort has already been there, but like our motto this year has been 24, like going into off season. So like our chemistry and then probably our discipline is probably going to be the leading factor in winning our conference this year.
That idea of winning the conference, what you have to do individually, what have you been working on in particular in order to become the most successful tight end in the Sun Belt for next season?
Me individually, I've been watching a lot more film, been getting a lot more time helping perfect my craft in the film standpoint, understanding coverages and watching how I progressed from freshman, sophomore, and then going into my junior year. And seeing like how it was like the game was real sped up my freshman year, not knowing a lot about college, going into sophomore year, game kind of got slowed down, but like I got a lot more like on my plate, sort of say, become like understanding my role as a sophomore, and then knowing that like now I understand the game a lot more and understand the concept of football as a college level going in my junior year, I could just see like different aspects as route running, different techniques during blocking to help my team reach the highest possible.
After leaving high school, coming in freshman season, getting adjusted to the collegiate game, the speed of the game we know is very different at the high school level than the collegiate level. Was there anyone who kind of helped you get adjusted to the jump?
Well, my high school, like we had a lot of great talent coming out of my high school. A lot of people going D1. So like my coach in high school, Coach Carlos, he really helped us all like with the whole like understanding how college is going to work and like how it's going to be like a lot of learning from the start if you want to play your freshman year. And then like great players that I came out of high school with was Jason Matry, Lewis Seen, and Mikey Sandersville. They were great help with the whole like being in my corner, understanding like how it was going to be, working out a lot and like calling day to day to see how each and every one of us was doing. And then when I got to college, my position coach, Coach Durkin, he helped me a lot with like, if I didn't understand like what was going on in practice, like he helped me stay after, go over a lot more in depth. And then like my off, like players around my team, like Gerard Clark, CJ Brewer, Teron Jackson, Teddy Gallagher, Trey Carter, CJ Marable, all of them like didn't per se like just leave me if like I wasn't getting it. They like helped me a little bit after football, took me like under their wing per se my freshman year to like make sure I was doing what I had to do and make sure I played freshman year and then years following.
Isaiah, you touched on high school at Everett High School, number one ranked team in the state, a lot of wins there. But then you get to college. Most guys tend to either redshirt or don't play as much, but you played a lot throughout your freshman season. What would you say were the biggest differences between the high school game and then the collegiate game?
I'd say the biggest difficulty was probably understanding that in high school, like being like one of the biggest kids on the field at all times and going to college where everybody's either as big as you or like bigger, understanding that like you're not going to be able to throw everybody out the way per se, especially when you start playing big teams. Or understanding in high school that like the competition level is not always going to be like at its highest per se. Every game you're going to have games where it's like a lot easier than others, but at college level you got to give it like your all every game, every snap, every play, and understanding that like the whole like next play, like in high school, like if you have a bad play, like sometimes like it's always going to take you a couple plays after to get ready and like get in the mojo again. But in college, like if you have a bad play, you got to snap out of it. You got to be ready for the next one, because in college, every play matters.
Isaiah, you just mentioned height. As a tight end, how do you use your height as an advantage?
Understanding like at a tight end, like you're not all, like you're, there's just rare that you're going to beat a DB with just speed and route running. So understanding how to use your body to like maneuver around and then shield off the defender when the ball's in the air, or understanding that like that's like basically like understanding where the ball is going to be thrown and how to like understand like if the DB is faster than you, to not let him undercut you, or when he has his hands on you, use your strength and your weight to get him off, and like using that to your advantage.
Isaiah, in what ways do you think your game has changed or progressed as you've gone on in college?
During college, like I've gained some weight as years progress, but like I haven't lost my speed. So like my speed is a great like benefactor when going into like good teams, because like usually teams like downplay tight ends, like they'll sit at 10 and they'll wait to play catch man. But like with me, like going into like games, like first couple drives, they'll probably play sit man until like they learn that like, oh, okay, he's building up some speed. Like he can honestly, like he got some speed to run by me. Let me, you know, like take a couple read steps, like watch his hips, watch his head motion. It's like once that happens, it's like the game starts slowing down for me. It's like, okay, now I can start doing this at the route. Now I can start doing this in coverage. And then like during the run aspect, I've gotten a lot stronger with my hands and my hips and like finishing blocks. So it's like understanding, like I don't have to put like cover up or position block my man no more. I can literally put like, if I'm blocking somebody, I can make him go where I want him to go, let alone then have him just blocking him and making sure he doesn't make the tackle. I can make sure like to finish my man.
Isaiah, 12 receptions freshman season, 32 just this past season. What did you do from freshman season to sophomore season to allow you to see that level of production?
For freshman season, going from 12 to 32 receptions, it really became an off season, like showing my coach that there's a lot more in me. I can do a lot more for the offense. I can create mismatches. I can create like other valuable assets on the team for other people to get open. And like during like spring and summer football, I just showed them like during practice, during in the film room, like I just got a lot more in the tank.
Isaiah, tell us a little bit about what the recruiting process was like for you and what went into that eventual decision to choose Coastal Carolina.
So I didn't have any offers going into my junior year. I ended up transferring from Alton High School to Everett High School in the middle of my junior year. Summer, I worked really hard to like change from being an average tight end receiver to trying to be one of the best in the state. And after that, like as the games went on, I had a lot of buzz. I got my first offer from Bethune-Cookman in the season, then URI and Bryant, then like a lot of FCS schools. And then I think UMass was my first FBS schools with a lot of interest from like higher D1 schools. And then Coastal had ended up offering me I want to say a week or two prior to my state championship game. And then after that, Coastal Carolina was my only official visit, but I was extremely sick. Like, I think I had the flu going on the visit. And then, like, the love they showed me, how much they cared for me, even me being sick, trying to show me, like, the best environment. And then the whole, like, school, the players. Like, if they showed me that love when I was sick, I can only imagine what they were going to show me if I was 100% healthy. So, like, I felt like that was the best choice for me at the time.
Isaiah, we've seen what you've been able to do on the field, but also off the field. Academically, you strive. How important is it for you to not only succeed in playing football, but also academically?
It's great. I recently had just switched my major from exercise sports science to sports management. So, like, my athletic advisor, she's great, Miss Maggie. She helps me a lot. She understands me. I call her like almost two times a week. But like I understand the whole aspect of student athlete first, like being a student first, then an athlete. So like with that in like that, they preach that at Coastal Carolina. So I mean, you have to understand like football is not always going to be here. So you always have to have something after football.
Isaiah, now being a sports management major or just in general, what are your career aspirations for once your football career is over?
So changing my major to sports management, I kind of fell in love with like the whole like recruiting process. My coach, Coach Rick does. Like I talk to him a lot when I'm on campus and seeing like what he does with the whole like giving recruits, understand, like trying to figure out the whole, like how they are not in the football standpoint, like getting to know their families, trying to build a bond before like even they even talk about football. That's how I fell in love with Coastal Carolina. Like I feel like that's like the best standpoint I want to do.
And Isaiah, getting that first touchdown can be a special moment for everyone. But what was that feeling like for you when you caught your first touchdown pass?
Catching my first touchdown, I was kind of like robotic per se going into my first college touchdown, but it felt great knowing that like I scored my first touchdown with my mom watching, my grandmother watching, my sister watching, my godfather watching, and all my friends, and like the love and support I got on the sideline from my coach and from all my players. It just felt like a moment I would never forget.
Seeing your progression over the course of your career, Isaiah, and in particular your last game of the 2019 season, had 6 receptions, 107 yards, and a touchdown against Texas State. How are you using that performance as motivation and an extra sense of confidence going into your junior season?
That whole week, my coach had told me that they were going to give me a harder task per se to like see what I could do going into my junior year. I told him the whole week, I'm ready for the challenge. I'm ready for the challenge. So like when we got to Texas State, I got off to a little slow start with a couple of like about one or two 8-yard catches. And like, we just started airing it up. And like, I just found my rhythm. My quarterback started trusting me. He just threw the ball exactly where I had it, like exactly where it was supposed to place. Bryce Carpenter, Fred Payton, They just knew like I had the hot hand, so they kept feeding me, and like I understand that if you make me look good, I make you look good. So I was just ready to go after it, and then going to junior year, my coaches during the spring ball, because we had just finished before the coronavirus went out. He just said that this is what we want to do with more with you. Just had to see if you're up for it. So I feel like it was just a great stamp to my sophomore year, going and writing history for my junior year.
Isaiah, as a tight end, what is the mentality that you need to have?
Coming from Coastal Carolina, being a tight end, I feel like I just have a chip on my shoulder. Like I just got to prove like I can compete at the highest level with all the rest of the tight ends around the country. Show them like, why not me? Why do you have to be one of the big schools? Why you got to be buzzed around as one of the top schools in the nation to make a name for yourself? trying to get an NFL contract or be drafted. Like, gotta just prove to them that I'm no different. Like, I'm the best in my conference. I'm one of the best in the nation at my position.
Isaiah, I've seen your progression and to where you're one of the top tight ends as a junior, but are there any freshmen or sophomores in this Coastal Carolina football program haven't gotten that media attention yet, but stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
We just had a freshman tight end commit. He's been over here on the summer. His name's Logan Malding. And then another one, Pat Sweeney. He's real good. But Logan, he's a freshman. He really reminds me of freshman me, I'm not going to lie. But he's really good. But like any other freshman, sometimes like it's just slow learning. They just got to get hold of the playbook. But like once they slow down the game and the whole playbook standpoint, and they just get to the whole playing football standpoint, then it's just them balling out, playing the game they love.
Isaiah, what is a typical game day like for you? And what is it like playing at Brooks Stadium?
Typical game day routine I like to do is I'll wake up in the morning, I'll shower, and then right after I shower, I'll probably either call my mom or call my sister to like remind myself like what it's more than just me that I'm playing for, and talk to them, make sure they know that I'm here, I'm like always playing for them. And then after that, I'll probably end up talking to my roommate that I'm usually in the room with. He used to be Shadell Bell graduate. And then I'll go downstairs, put on my music, listen on the bus. And then after that, I don't do tape. I don't get tape. I don't do none of that. I just go on the field. I take my walk around, juggle the ball, and then wait for my quarterback to come out, play catch, go back in my locker, sit down for another like 10, 20 minutes. And then put on my equipment and get ready.
Isaiah, what's it been like playing under Coach Chadwell? And what do you think he's brought to this offense?
The whole relationship builds around trust. If he doesn't trust you, then you guys are going to have a rocky whole 4 years for you. So like building trust with him at first. So not only on the football standpoint, but in that academic field, once you build the trust, then it's like, okay, then he trusts you to do a lot more with the ball. Then he trusts you to do a lot more without being supervised. And then like after that, it's just like, he'll do anything for you. Like he'll stick his neck out for you all the time. He'll give you guidance. He'll call you in just to check up on you, just crack jokes. He's a great guy. And then like for the whole football aspect, what he brought really is like the edge that we needed to understand that, like, yeah, there's going to be gritty battles where it's like we're going to give it all and we still might not become victors, but like understanding that like those are the games where that you're going to remember for the next game on. Understand that we lost, but we gave it our all, and this next game going in, so you don't want to have that feeling again. So it's like, okay, this is what we got to do. We got to listen to Coach Chadwell. We got to be on our P's and Q's. We got to understand, watch film, and see like what we did wrong and how we can perfect it.
Isaiah, who would you say you're closest to on this Coastal Carolina football team?
Oh, that's real hard. But I'd say my closest, my brother, would be Gerard Clark. I'm usually with him 24/7. You can't really catch me without him.
As a whole, those types of relationships, like you said, it's hard. You're hanging out with a ton of your teammates. How important are those relationships in order to have success on the field?
Oh, those relationships mean everything. And that's what I was getting to in the beginning when it was like what changed from my freshman year to sophomore year. Like the chemistry around the team, like, it's more than just being together on the football field. Like this whole sophomore year, I don't think you could have caught any of us out and around without about four or five teammates with each other. Like, we're all together all the time. Like, not just my class. Like, you'll see me. I'll usually be with, like, people around my class, like Jamar Darboe, Jordan Morris, Tariq Goodman. But, like, even when we go out and have fun and, like, do stuff, like, you'll see me with Teron Jackson, CJ Brewer, Teddy Gallagher. Like, all of us, we just all, like, love being around each other and love, like, the type of relationship we have with each other.
Isaiah, thinking about the future, what would you want GMs, scouts, future coaches, future teammates to know about Isaiah Likely, who they're getting in the locker room and off the field?
In the locker room, you're going to get a kid that just loves playing football, a natural competitor. Like, I make everything on the field a competition. Like, I'll chirp. I practice to make sure, like, the edge is there. I'm going to work hard all the time. I'm not gonna leave anything up for grabs. And then off the field, you're going to get a kid that literally loves being around his team. Like I'm not going to be, like, naturally alone all the time. I'm always going to work out with a teammate. I'm always going to bring someone with me to make sure, like, as long as I'm getting work, I'm going to make sure my boys are getting work too. And you're going to get a kid that just loves being around family too. Like, I don't think I ever go a day without calling at least 2 to 3 family members or being around family.
Isaiah, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I'd probably be trained right now by Travis Kelce. I've been watching a lot of his film, trying to see, well, what helps him create openings in the pass game. Why does, like, Patrick Mahomes trust him so much? And then see what he does off the field with, like, taking care of his body. And honestly, like, just seeing what he does with, like, his friends around him and seeing what kind of environment he creates around himself. Like, to be honest.
And Isaiah, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
I'd say trust your coaches, because they're always going to have the best input for you. They're never going to try to steer you wrong. And then also, I'd say love and create a connection with the teammates you have now. Like, you're always going to have the kids from your high school when you go back, and you're always going to have that special bond. But, like, some of them, like, you just got to learn, like, to love from afar, because, like, they're going to go off to college. They're going to have teammates they got to create bonds with. So, like, once you get a bond with your team, and, like, once your team trusts you to, like, not only play football, but, like, off the field too, that's just a special connection. They'll do anything for you while you're on the football field with them.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside the NFL Prospects, presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and have not already, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.